Good morning, and want to say Happy New Year to all those that's here this morning. Good to see everyone here today. It's good to be in God's house. A great way to start 2022 is in the house of the Lord. We'll ask that you stand with us this morning and open our service as we sing, God our Father, we adore thee. Please stand with us.
Children, bless thy name, chosen in the Christ before thee. We are holy without blame. We adore thee, we adore thee. Of us praises we proclaim. We adore thee. Son eternal, we adore thee, Lamb upon the throne on high. Lamb of God, we bow before thee, thou hast brought thy people nigh. We adore thee, we adore thee, Son of God who came to die. We adore thee, we adore thee, Son of God who came to die. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one we give thee praise. For the riches we inherit, heart and voice to thee we we adore thee, we adore thee. Thee we bless through endless days. We adore thee, we adore thee. Thee we bless through endless days.
Again, we want to welcome everyone here this morning. If we have visitors today, good to see everyone here today. Welcome to the Lord's house. And as we join each other, look around and greet each other as our pastor comes to the stage.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is good to see you today. And as we begin this new year, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you for your faithfulness, and I just trust that this will be a good year for all of us. I want to reach out today to those who are watching by Facebook and YouTube, and those who listen by radio. You are faithful to do that, and we appreciate you also. So as we begin this new year, we look forward to what God has for us, and we're looking forward to it. So with His help every day, then we make it, and that's what we do. We just every day we trust Him and say, Lord, this is a day You've made, and we'll rejoice in it and to see what He has for us, okay? But I just want to thank You for Your faithfulness as we begin this new year. I'll be preaching again from Luke chapter 2, and we'll be talking about good news for our new year. So we'll be talking about that today. May we pray together. Lord, we do thank You for the day, and we thank You for this time that You've given to us. I pray today that we would honor You in our worship. Father, we know that You're worthy to receive our praise and worship today. We ask today that our focus would be upon You. As we approach this new year, I pray that You would be the center of our lives. Everything that we are involved in, help us to put You at the center of all that we do in this new year. Father, we look forward to what You have in store for us. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just a few announcements to call your attention to. The online giving information is listed there as we transition over to PushPay. All the information is listed there. If you have any questions about that, to see myself or Brandon or Chad, you can talk to us about that, and we'll try to help answer any questions with that. Also, the Student Life Kids Camp is listed there, the dates and times and everything and the cost. And we'll be starting basketball this Saturday. So games will start at 9:30, and finish sometime in the afternoon. So if you have time, come out and watch the kids play this Saturday, and it'll be every Saturday for the next 8 weeks. So we're looking forward to the Upward Ministry getting kicked off this Saturday. I'm going to ask that you join in with us as we sing some songs of commitment and obedience. All the way my Savior leads me, and the way of the cross leads home.
Savior leads me, what am I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed in mortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my soul through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go. The way of the cross leads home. I must needs go on in the sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. If I ever climb to the heights sublime, where the soul is at home with God, the way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go, the way of the cross leads home. Then I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it nevermore. For my Lord says, come, and I seek my home, where He waits at the open door. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go, the way of the cross leads home.
Thank you. Great songs of guidance and deliverance as we depend on Him through 2022. We're going to ask that you stand with us as we sing God So Loved. It's about John 3:16. So if you could stand with us, and we'll let you sit on the second one. So if you could stand for this one, sit on the next one. Thank you.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. The table he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness. Find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. Come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. His one and only Son to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave us.
Be seated. We're glad that God so loved the world, and we have a living hope in Jesus Christ. He is our living hope.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim. Yours is the victory. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hope we have in your Son, Jesus Christ, and how we can just lay everything down at the cross and how you will just lead and guide and direct us each and every day of our life. We thank you for the guidance and care that comes from knowing you in a personal relationship. We thank you for the forgiveness of sin that come through what you did for us on the cross. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. Pray that we'd open our hearts to receive your word today in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, worship team. I'll be reading today from Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 2, and verse 8 through 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I want to call your attention to verse 10 because that's where I'll be speaking from today and talk about why this good news is good news for a new year. And the story of Christmas really is good news for every day. It's just not for Christmas time. But if you look at it in verse 10 there, it's personal. I bring you. So it's a personal message. It's positive, good news of a great joy. And it's universal because the scripture says that this good news is for all people. So we think about the good news, that's the good news that we are thinking about today. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, where you've been, where you're going. This news is for you. It's for everyone. So the scripture says it is good news. It is good tidings of a great joy. So we are going to talk about that this morning. So the angel brought us news that we can use every day. There used to be a national magazine that was published, and every month it was published, they had a section there that said news you can use every day. And I'd always read that because I was interested in that. They don't publish that anymore. But this is news that you can use every day. As we go through 2022, as we face the future, this is the good news that can go with you. So what I want to do is talk to you about this best news in the world. And what I want to do is talk to you about three aspects of this good news that we have. And so the first aspect is that God loves you. The most famous statement in the Bible that Jesus made about God's love for you and for me is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That is the good news. That's the good news of a great joy. So the entire reason for Christmas and the Christmas season is that God loves you. So we're talking about this love. God loved us so much that he came to this earth in human form. And the reason he came in human form is because he wanted us to be able to know him, to understand him, to learn to trust him. And that is the good news. And that is the story of Christmas. Now, the theologians, like we've talked about, they use a big word for this. They call that the incarnation. And that's what the Christmas story is. God came to earth in the form of a baby. So God has given us as human beings the capacity to know him. We can know him through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, he's given us the capacity to know him. Animals don't have that capacity. But as humans, we have that capacity to know that God loves us, to know that we can have a relationship with him. And that is the good news. That is the story of Christmas. In Genesis 1:26, the Bible tells us that God said, "Let us make man in our image." So he created us in his image, which means this, that since we are created in the image of God, we can have a personal relationship with him. That is the good news. We know some things about God simply by His creation. We can look at the mountains, the rivers, the skies, the stars. You know, we can see all that. So we can know some things about God. We know that God loves a variety because of His creation. But we also know this, that God is powerful. We know that God is organized. We know that God loves beauty. In 1 Timothy 6:17, the scripture says this, to trust in God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. So that's why God has created all that we enjoy. It is for our enjoyment. And He wants us to know that He did that because He loves us and He wants the very best for us. So everything we see and even the things that we cannot see remind us of God's love for us as we think about this good news. In Psalm 145, verse 9, the scripture says, the Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. So the scripture is saying that God made you, God made me in order that He could love us. And so His love is seen here in this good news. In James 1:18, James says it this way, of His own will He brought us forth. He created us. He made us by the word of truth that we might be the most important thing of all the things that God has made. So you're important to God. And God loves you. And God cares for you. So we matter to God, you know, more than anything else that He ever made. His love for us, the Bible says, is unconditional. That means on your good days, He loves you. On your bad days, He loves you. That His love for us never changes because He loves us. It is unconditional. You know, there's some days, though, that we may not feel God's love and we may not feel close to God, but on those days, His love is still unconditional. It doesn't change for us. His love is unchanging. Someone said it this way, that everything in your life will eventually change. And you know that. And you've experienced that. And I experienced that. I mean, change is a part of life. But there's one thing that will not change, and that is God's love for you. It is unconditional. It is unchanging. It is the foundation of our unshakable confidence that we have in God, that He is a God of love. His love is constant. His love is steady. His love is continuous. And that is His love for us. There's nothing you can do that will make God stop loving you. Not one thing. Because God's love for you, God's love for me, is not based on our behavior, but it's based on His character. He is love. The Bible says God is love. And because His character is love, then His love for us is, you know, it will never change. It's based on who He is and not what we have done. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:19 that Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know. And Paul goes on to say there, he says, but I pray that you will be able to know that love that God has for you. The baby born into Bethlehem didn't stay a baby. Jesus grew into manhood. He modeled for us the kind of life that pleases God. He taught us the truth. He paid for our sins on the cross. He provided the way that God could save us and have a relationship with Him. That is His love for us. There's a second aspect of this good news that I want to talk about now. That is that God is with you. Now, I don't know why it is during the holidays, but here's what we know. That many times during Christmas and the holidays, people really feel alone. More than any other time, they feel a sense of loneliness. And there's probably different reasons for that. But right now, what we need to understand is that we're not alone. That we're never alone. Because God is with us. See, that's the aspect of the good news that I'm talking about. That's the good news, that's the glad tidings of a great joy that the angel announced on that first Christmas, that God loves you. But not only that, that God is with you all the time. His presence in our life has nothing to do with our feelings. Like I said, sometimes we may not feel close to Him, and other times we may feel close to Him. Sometimes we may not feel like we love Him, but you know, that doesn't change anything because He loves us. So God came to us at Christmas time to remind us that He is with us. The psalmist said in Psalm 139:7, David said, I can never escape from your spirit. He says, I can never get away from the presence of God. But the thing that we've got to do, we've got to connect with Him. And we've got to stay tuned in to Him on a daily basis. That comes through prayer, through Bible reading, through meditation, and that kind of thing. One of the names given to Jesus in the Bible is the name Emmanuel. In Matthew 1:23, they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being translated, God with us. And so He is with us as we approach this new year. As we go through this year, we need to remind ourselves every day that God loves us. And then the second aspect of this good news is that He is with us all the time, no matter what we face in life. In Hebrews 13:5, He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. One of the great promises in the Bible that I like and that I go to often is found in Isaiah. And Isaiah 43:2 says it this way, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Now, I don't know what river you're facing or what difficulty you may be facing or anything like that. But I know this, the promise of God is that He will be with you, that He'll never forsake us, that He'll never leave us. But whatever it is, He knows about it. He understands, He cares, and we need to trust Him and have faith in Him no matter what we go through. Then there's a third aspect of the good news that I want to talk about. And that is that God is for you. You know, it's good to know that He loves us. It's good to know that He's with us. But the good news also tells us this, that He's for us. God is for you. He wants the best for you. He knows what the best is for us. And so that's how we want to live. We want to live for His best for our lives. When Jesus met people, and by the way, what I'm talking about here is one of the most common phrases used in the life of Christ is for us. And it's a common phrase used in the Bible. And what it says is God's for us. The Lord is for us. But when Jesus met people, He would often greet them with a question. And it would usually go this way. Matthew 10:32 is an example of it. What do you want me to do for you? And so He is for us. God is for you. And that's the message of the good news. When Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, when He instituted communion, the Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:24, Jesus said this, "This is my body, which is given for you." So the Bible makes it clear that He is for us. Paul said in Romans 8:31, if He is for us, if God is for us, then who can be against us? You may be facing a personal attack right now. What you need to know is God is with you. But you also need to know this, that God is for you. Many people feel that God is out to get them. And some people feel that God is just somebody in heaven, you know, holding a lightning bolt. And when we mess up, he's just, you know, he's wanting to zap us. And that's really not the right way to view God. He's not playing a game of gotcha. That's not what he's doing. But the image of God that some people have is that he's a God who's always looking to get even with us. But contrary to that, what the Bible says is God is for us. God is for you. God is on your side. In Jeremiah 21:11, the scripture says it this way. God says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and to give you a hope. You see, God really doesn't want us to be afraid of him. Now, there's a proper fear of the Lord that we should have, and I'll talk about that. But God doesn't want us to run away from him. God doesn't want us to be afraid of him. And see, that's the message that the angel brought on that first Christmas. He told those shepherds, you know, fear not. Don't be afraid of the message that I'm giving to you. But he wants us to come to him. Now, I've not counted these, but they tell us that there's 365 fear nots in the Bible. And you know what that is? That's a fear not for every day of the year. So as we go in this new year, then we need to know that he's for us. And, you know, we can claim that fear not. So none of us know what we'll face this year. But the good news of the gospel is this, that God loves us. The second aspect of the good news is that he's with us. And the third aspect of the good news is that he is for us. So where does this fear come from? Where does fear of God come from? Well, they tell us that it comes from two primary sources. One is a guilty conscience. And then a second place that fear comes from is really not understanding, you know, who God is and what kind of God he is. The Bible says in 1 John 4:18 that there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. You see, when I look back on 2021 and I begin this new year, what I think about those mistakes I've made, where I blew it, and, you know, I don't want... What I talk to God about is this. I say, Lord, help me not to repeat those. And if I'm having a struggle in some area of my life, Lord, give me your power, you know, to overcome that and to go forward and not to live in the past with it. And that's where God doesn't want us to be. Now, you think about this, too, that sometimes what happens is when we blow it and we make those mistakes, then the very thing we do is try to avoid God. And that's not what God wants. God doesn't want us to avoid him. God wants us to talk to him and talk to him about those mistakes and failures and struggles that we have. In John 3:17, the scripture says this, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Someone said it this way, that Jesus came not to rub in our mistakes, but to rub them out. And that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like that statement. So he came to erase our sins, mistakes, failures, and our regrets. So he says, do not be afraid. Jesus came to save us, not to scare us. Now, what is the proper fear of the Lord that we should have? What does it mean to fear the Lord? Well, it's not a constant dread that if we say something wrong or do something wrong that God's going to zap us. But the most common Old Testament word for fear, talking about fear of the Lord, means this. A healthy fear of the Lord means to stand before God with reverence and respect. The most common word in the New Testament when it talks about having a healthy fear of the Lord means this. It means living reverentially in awe and all that becomes controlling motivation of our life. So a simple way to say it is that the proper fear of the Lord that we should have is one of reverence, one of awe, and one of respect that gives us that motivation to live for Him and do those things that please Him. So again, where do we get that? Well, listen to what the Scripture says. Listen, Proverbs 16:6. But the fear of the Lord comes to one who departs from evil. So that's what we're talking about. Exodus 20:20, God has come to test you that His fear may be before you so that you may not sin. So again, my prayer of day is, Lord, give me Your power to overcome whatever struggle, whatever temptation, whatever sin I may be tempted to. This, Lord, give me power to overcome that. So that's what we're talking about. But again, Matthew 1:21, and he shall call His name Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. He came to be with us so that we could go to where He is. He came to be one of us so that we could know Him and have a relationship with Him. But you see, He didn't remain a babe. He grew into manhood. The cradle eventually led to the cross, and the cross will one day lead to the crown when He comes again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, it's one thing for someone to be for us. Like I said, it's another thing for someone to be with us. And here's what I know. In the good times and in the bad times, no matter, like I said, we don't know what we're going to face in the coming year. But we know this, that whatever we face, that God is going to be with us. The Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Heaven can be ours when we receive that gift, because Jesus Christ came and He bought that gift for us. I like the words of the poet Christina Rossetti. Long ago wrote these words. What can I give Him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give Him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. What can I give Him? I know I will give Him my heart. And you can do that this very moment. You can turn your life over to Him and receive the greatest gift that could ever be given. This year, remember this. Remember these three aspects of the good news. God loves you. God is with you. And God is for you. Let's stand for our time of invitation. Father, we thank You for Your word today. We thank You for the truth of this good news. It is a good news of a great joy. And Father, today I pray that we would receive this good news into our life. We thank You for these aspects of the good news that we've talked about. We thank You for Your love. We thank You that You are with us. And we thank You that You are for us. As we go from this place today, may we be reminded of the truth that we've shared today, that this is a good news that is personal. This is a good news that is universal. It is for everyone. And I pray for those who need to receive this gift today, that they would come to You today and open their heart to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to
talk a little bit about Jim. If you haven't met him, this is Jim Mara. And I'll tell you a little bit about him. His son married Raymond Stamey's daughter. That's how it is. So that's kind of a connection here that will help you.
Yeah, my little thrill here.
Yeah, that's right. So that'll give you a connection here. But Jim has come today to join our church, and he's also requesting that his wife would be able to join our church, and certainly we want that to happen. But right now she is at the neighborhood in Telco Village, and she's not going to be able to attend our services here, but we welcome her also today. So Jim wants to come and be a part of our church here. So if you rejoice with this decision, would you say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, Jim, you can be seated right now. When we conclude here this morning, if you want to come by and speak to Jim and talk to him, just feel free to do that. But thank you for being here today. Go this week in God's grace and go in His love. And may you have a great new year that's before you. Okay? Praise team will come now and dismiss us in our closing course. But now we'll get back on our regular schedule. We'll be back with Wednesday night activities, Sunday school next week, and then our regular service. So I tell you, through these holidays, it's hard to know even what day it is. So anyway, we're trying to get back on schedule this week, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor. As we close this morning, we'll sing a familiar closing song. Today is the day. We don't know about tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow. So you join with us as we sing, Today is the Day the Lord Hath Made.
Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. You say, I give you the praise.
dismissed.